Michael.
Hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hell, girl.
I'm working. What's up?
Well, we're having trouble processing the payment again, so I didn't know. This time it's saying the account was closed, so perhaps the bank sent you a new card?
The bank did send me a new card.
That's what it is then. So I can update it for you if you have the card on you now.
I do not. I'm in an attic messing with a disconnect.
Okay.
And, hell, I thought you were Ivan. I was hoping you were Ivan.
Okay.
Because, apparently y'all are having a problem with the Google stuff.
Oh, the Google guaranteed application?
Uh-huh. It's been going on 3 months now, and is it Nina? No, not Nina.
It's Tina. You're close.
No. Who I've been talking to, my account person.
Oh, let me look. Before Ivan, Nadine?
Nadine.
I think it's Nadine. Yep, I see some notes here that you talked. I think you talked to her yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did talk to her yesterday, and apparently, okay, let me, I just got some questions because I'm kind of confused.
Okay.
All Local Splash does is handle the reviews, the Google reviews and whatnot, and I think y'all are handling my Google guarantees, but you don't do any pay-per-click or anything like that, right?
You know, we do pay-per-click. You could add some Google paid ads on if you wanted to. But let me explain to you just so that we're all on the same page. When you Google for something, there's three different sections, okay? So the section at the top that have the green check marks next to them that say Google guaranteed, that's the pay-per-lead program that you signed up for that you're going through that application process, okay? Then the second set is right below that, you'll see the pay-per-click ads, or they're called sponsored ads. And then below that is the local map section of Google. Now that third section is the highest revenue generating section online, meaning that when a consumer does a search, 87% will bypass the paid ads and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. So your subscription that you pay $199 per month for, that's what that goes towards. So it's not just for creating a Google listing and managing reviews on it. It's to do the programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, trusted citations. So all of that programming to get your business in that section and to keep you there on the first page. Because Google changes the algorithms every single day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. So right now you have the best of two of those worlds because you have the Google guaranteed, which is in the application process, and you're already ranking in the maps. So if you wanted to put the paid ads on, the benefit of those is that you can target wherever you like without having an address there. So let's say I know that you're in Charleston, but let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area or a high-end area that's, you know, 20 minutes away. Perhaps you're not getting that far of a reach with the maps, but with the paid ads, you can put them wherever you like. But with the Google paid ads, we have a minimum budget of $300 a month required to get them started. So if you wanted to add them on, rather than paying $199 monthly, you'd be paying $499 monthly, but that $300 off the top goes to the Google ads.
Except that we can't seem to get this Google thing off the ground.
Has Ivan communicated with you at all what the hiccup is?
Not at all. I told Nadine, I said, look here, the season is here. it's going on 3 months now, and if I can't get this Google guarantee off the ground, I'm going to have to go somewhere else. That's how I said, I don't understand. I was told it was going to be as long as 8 weeks. Well, it's going on 10 weeks. And
oh, wow.
So I'm.
What I would do if I were you is let me get with that department and see what the hiccup is, because it might be a simple thing like one little document or one little tweak that they're requesting that we can fix it and get that approved right away and get those leads flowing. Because if you start all over with another company, guess what? You're going to have to be at that 8 week time frame again. And I definitely don't want that to happen to you. You know what I mean? So I'll check with Ivan and I'll check with Bonnie and I'll see, you know, if they can communicate with me exactly, you know, what the problem is. And then next time we talk, I should have some further correspondence for you regarding, you know, what the issue is. And if anything is needed of you, of course, I'll have them reach out to you in the meantime. So if they're saying, oh, we need, you know, this document or that, I'll say, perfect, go ahead and and reach out to him so that he can get that to you, okay?
Well, something's got to give, because I'm like, okay, I understand there's problems, but it shouldn't take Google 8-10 weeks. I was telling Nadine, I said, I have a concealed weapons permit. They don't just hand those damn things out to anybody, okay? You got to go through a serious check in order to get one of those. We work on military bases. I don't understand what the problem is, and I got to do anything on my side, let me know. But I got to know what the problem is.
Yes, yes. So that's what I don't know, because all I do is call out and collect failed payments, right? But I will get with that department and find out what the problem is, and then that way we can communicate it with you next time we talk. Because I have to call you back anyway to update the card, right? Because you have a new card and it's not on you. So I'll follow up with you again anyway. And then at that point, you've already heard from Ivan or Bonnie, or they've given me some correspondence to give to you. So at least we'll have some more information, you know, when we do call you back, okay?
That would be nice.
Yeah, of course. I'll get it right on it. And then my extension is on that reminder that was sent to you about the payment. It's 777. So if anything changes, you know, with the billing, you can always call me too, okay? My name is Tina. All right, you're welcome, Michael. Oh, you're very welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.